You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What the hell are you doing?
It's cold.
Okay. So welcome back to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. We're going to start with our bra of the week. So Betty has on and
Wait, do you want to introduce who we are for the people who may be watching us for the first time?
Oh, that's right. I'm Lee.
I'm Doxy.
I'm Lisa.
There you go. Now.
Now we have a bra of the week.
Now we have a bra of the week. Because we're sponsored by Busted Bra Shop. Which is a great place to go and get a bra. We have a discount code for you. It's called B325. With that B325, you get 25% off.
But you have to go into the store physically.
Physically, and you have to say those words.
B325.
That's it. And then we know that you watched Bras, Bitches, and Balls, and you don't have to say bitches and balls in front of people that you might feel uncomfortable doing that to.
But you can
if you want to.
It's a free space, man. Okay.
So you have Matilda again.
I do have Matilda. Matilda's been one of our best bras. People love this bra. She's gorgeous. She's comfortable. She comes in great sizes. Right now it's come out. It's in navy with these pink accents. So really finding a nice matching panty is so much fun. But we have matching panties, so we can always get them for you in the size if we're sold out of the size. So one of the things that Matilda does, if you'll turn that around, Doxy. You're my very own Vanna. That's a hippie Vanna. Okay, that's called a J-hook right there.
J-hook. So cool.
It is cool. So what it will allow you to do is turn it into a racerback. So you don't have straps anymore, right, with your sleeveless stuff or whatever. But there's another benefit to that. The side panel right on the sides of the boobs, it goes boop and brings you in more forward. That side panel on the – yeah, that right there.
Oh, yeah.
It pulls those boobs even more towards center if you want to get them out from underneath your arms, or you just want to make a really, really pretty silhouette. You want to have a little bit more cleavage. Then you can do that with a J-hook, but it also helps with vanity with straps not showing. But that's Ilami, and it's a plunge. It's a nice deep plunge.
And Matilda always comes in like these really cool colors. We've had a red, and I have a purple.
There's a neon.
All
pink.
Have the little red, the accent embroidery. This one is kind of a mesh. So for some people, I'm going to say it because I don't know if you've ever seen King of the Hill. You sell bras and bra related accessories,
propane accessories.
The accessories that might be helpful for someone who wants to wear a bra like this that doesn't have padding.
Isn't a molded cup, isn't a contour.
Is a dimmer. So dimmers are silicone that stick to your
just from your body
headlights.
Heat.
And so if you are wearing a dress and you're wearing that under it and you are concerned about your headlight showing, you can always wear dimmers.
If dim
my
them.
Nipples were erect all the time, I'd go topless.
No,
I
you wouldn't.
Would
trust me.
I'd wear the tightest shirts ever.
Trust me. No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
she would. She absolutely would.
I'd rock it all the time because, I think my nipples are great when they're completely erect all the time. Good call.
The dimmers are great. Dimmers? Yeah, and we have them at the shop in
so the
in two.
Stick on your chest, or do they stick? In
they
your
stick
fabric?
On.
They go on your chest.
Right on,
they stay on your body from your body
like
heat.
Pasties.
Yes, and then when you forget about them at night and you look down, you're like, I look like an alien. Oh, I need to remove these.
We're all grabbing our boobs, by the way.
What's that?
That would draw more attention. Never mind. That's the beach purpose.
So come and ask us about Demers. This is Matilda. We love her. Elomi is a fantastic bra maker. They're about to come on their 10-year anniversary. And I'm actually been invited to the birthday party in New York.
Woohoo!
For Busted. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'll take pictures. I'll post them.
Now, is there another fashion color that's out right now in Matilda? Or is this the one?
You quiz me so hard, dude.
Me too.
But we have a lot of colors still in the store,
okay.
And we can find out if colors are still available from the manufacturer. If you're just like, I really want that.
Didn't they do a hot pink one?
The neon pink.
Yeah, that one's really
cool. They
cool
said
too.
The thing I got back from the designer is I will never do another neon again because every time you go through to dye the material, right, you have to completely get all of that dye out, clean the entire machine, and then go again because
it's so
gunky.
Or else you end up with neon.
It's just gunky, so you can't. It won't filter through. The filters
anything.
Completely break up.
Huh.
I mean, block up. All right, cool. So now we have
issue.
Yeah, now we have other things to talk about.
Yeah.
We can move on from. Are we just gonna leave Betty with us? Because I like her.
Yeah, we can leave her there. So we'll just. You want to go down the body? You want to start with your hot topic? Oh no, let's ask Doxy. How'd your death cafe go?
Yeah.
Death Cafe was amazing. Like 20 people showed up. We all sat in a circle. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like the first time, and maybe four people show up. Like I was like, whoa, 20 people showed up. And we had desserts. Oh my God, I was so jacked on sugar. And
I just don't even want to see you.
It was so much fun.
Right?
Yeah. Our hosts were great. And like I took notes, like every topic that, you know, somebody did. And I literally took like 10 pages of notes. Like we jumped around and talked about tons of things. We'd dive in a little bit and then come back out and then jump to the next one. Every single person in the room got an opportunity to talk except one person. And we're doing it again. We're going to try to do it monthly. And next month, it's going to be on the first, hopefully on the 1st of November, which is Day of the Dead. So I'm going to kind of change it up.
Skills.
We're coming up with a name too. Like we've got a few names that we're going to call the group. They're going to be fun. But I'm hoping that the first one, Café du Mord.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Detroit Café du Mord.
Because we're in Detroit.
Yes, exactly.
People keep trying to use French words here.
Yeah, you know, kind of works.
Yeah. Cadieux.
Cadieux. Cadieux. I live right by there. People get it wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm. She was stumped by Shaner today, which is not a French
Shonier.
Name. But- I don't even know what
There's
she
no
said.
There's no A in Shaner at all.
Here's what she said. She said, that's not Shaner.
And then the lady on my directions on my GPS, she was like, and take a right on Shaner. I was like, you too, Brute? Jesus Christ.
That's great. Even
the damn GPS knows how to pronounce it.
But well, I don't.
Waze does not know how to pronounce a lot of the names of streets
Detroit,
down
it's
here.
Complicated. Yeah. So hopefully on November 1st, if we do it on that Day of the Dead, my idea is to do everybody bring something to make a collective altar to honor the dead.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and then we can talk about, you know, funeral rites and, you know, traditions.
So was it like each person talking individually about their concerns or just kind of like general topics?
Every single
or?
Topic that you could think of. Like anybody was able to talk about what they wanted or they could continue whatever somebody else brought up. I mean, I'm literally not kidding when I say we talked about like 50 different topics. And some of them were just touching on them. So anything from open funerals to we're going to be doing workshops on how to do estate planning to
cool.
We're going to hopefully be visiting yeah, I already thought about you. You're
bing,
in my notes.
Bing, bing, bing.
So you might be asked to do a workshop.
It's like on Fairy Odd Parents, the big arrow comes down.
Right. to somebody knows somebody at Wayne State, so maybe we can get a tour of the mortuary and then
we
four
want
doors
a mortuary
down.
Person here on the
I want to go see it.
Oh,
great. I want to go.
Yeah. So I mean, and it'll be in a kind of an open thing for sure. And then four doors down from I think that's a band.
No,
that's
three doors down.
Okay, yeah.
We're doing the fourth door down. The third door down is the band. The fourth door,
fourth
down,
door down is the funeral home. And I'm going to see if we can get a tour of the funeral home. So I'm hoping this is going to be a monthly. I'm pretty stoked.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So maybe December could be estate planning because that's a good gift to give to the family.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually what I did give that gift to my family members
see?
A few years ago.
Mm-hmm. So
that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, they didn't
look at you.
It,
see,
but,
I don't have a monthly thing, so I should just make that my monthly thing.
There you go.
Yes. I see what you did there. You're really trying to move down to this winter vagina thing, aren't you?
I know. Yeah.
That's a good segue.
Because, you know, once you get
I'm
into
I'm allowed to swear?
This
I got
age,
a lot of yeah. swears waiting on
We're
this one.
We're not FCC control.
All right, good. Because I'm calling bullshit on this.
Yes. I think
so much.
I think the
so
big buzzer. Much. So the funny thing is, she mentioned.
Funny haha or funny
now,
not?
Funny haha.
We've just started talking amongst ourselves. And the way we speak sometimes, I don't think if people actually follow us. We're going to talk about the winter vagina.
So if you listen, watch, whatever, to Goop, you probably have heard this.
Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's website.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Goop. She calls her site Goop.
Goop.
G-O-O-P.
That's dumb.
And she's the one with the jade egg thing, which not for the reasons that you're thinking.
yeah, because for me, like a jade ball or a crystal ball, you put it in your vagina to help strengthen your vagina.
Right, you
walls.
Do like Kegels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Kegels, totally. Yeah,
Yeah.
This is not what she does?
No.
I already don't like this woman.
Well, is that the one where you like hover over a steam thing?
Yes, you steam your vagina.
Yeah, there's like parties
that's something
where
else.
You go
like a vagina facial. I think that's different than I don't know.
Sorry, we've already done our first 10 tangents.
Yeah. I don't read her site, so I really can't say except that it's a lot of hoo-ha. And not that hoo-ha.
Not hoo-ha. There's a lot of vagina going on today.
Right. No, so
at least we say vagina.
Vagina.
No, I say vajayjay sometimes, so shut up.
Hey, man, you can call whatever you want. Vagina monologue.
I also drink pumpkin spice latte sometimes, so there. I am the whitest.
We all got quiet.
I am the whitest white girl.
I'm so trying to contain myself.
Good. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Anyways.
Vaginas. Vagina. Yeah. Vagina. We can say it. So
say it proud.
No. So the winter vagina, Lee pointed out last week that she had read an article. Mm-hmm. And then she had mentioned I want to say gynecologist, but it's gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Can you say gynecologist? Can you say gynecologist?
Why no, but it's a new word. You just made it up.
Gynecologist.
I'm going to high-five you because
everyone likes me. So this gynecologist is basically
She's the words of wisdom about your vagina?
So if you look at her Twitter, too, her background picture is like, my vagina is awesome. Your comments on what it should look like or be or whatever is not.
Yeah.
She's awesome. So
wait,
Lee
are you talking about Gunter right now? Or are you
Dr. Jen Gunter.
One? All right.
So Dr. Jen Gunter wrote an article. Did you read the article?
Gunter's awesome. This other woman, I'm not even going to say her name because she doesn't deserve any kind of credit whatsoever. Go on. I got some things to say.
So, I'm just going to sit back. I kind of wish I had a martini.
So I had no idea what this was. And then I waited until I got permission from you two to Google it.
Doxie's like, can I look this up beforehand? We're like, sure. And I had not looked yet. I was just like, I don't know. I'm going to wait. And then once you did, I'm like, all right, I'm going to Google it. So I Googled it. And Dr. Gunter's article came up, which was like about putting your, I say the word wrong all the time, decorative. That's the right way to say it, right?
I don't know. What do you say in context?
What are we decorating? Yeah.
Decorative gourds?
Yeah. That's how you started.
I say the word decorative and then I get teased by about it.
Oh,
so it's decorative.
Like
decorative. It sounds fancy, doesn't it?
We could make it a new thing. Decorative. Yes, my decorative gourds.
Yes. So anyway, the article is talking about putting decorative gourds on your vagina and like sprucing it up for the fall. And now you gotta get ready for winter. What? Winterize your vagina. So the winter vagina, folks, for those of you who don't read that publication that Doxie's not gonna say.
Nope.
What is that thing called what you put on your vagina that's all furry? It's called
a Merkle.
What?
A Merkle.
That's all I can think of.
Isn't that what prostitutes used to cover when they had to shave when it wasn't cool to shave because they had lice and bugs?
I don't know.
That's the point of one of those.
That was adorable puke.
Pretty sure. I could be totally making that up. If so, that needs to be a short story.
And I think it's called crabs when it's on your...
Is that what crabs or lice? Is that the same thing?
I think they're very... I don't know. I've actually never had to worry about that.
Are crabs junk lice?
I'm going to find out. Hold on a second.
So anyway, whatever they are, I believe I read somewhere, because I can't believe my brain would have made this up, that the whole point of Merkel's was back in the day when sex workers, then known as prostitutes or whatever, sex workers would have to shave themselves because they got
little.
They are not the same thing, though they come from the same family.
Okay.
But they live.
They would get junk
pubic
lice or crabs.
Come from the same family as head lice, but they're called crabs. That's just gross.
Okay. So it kind of is junk lice.
Yeah. I mean, I'll
but
get
it's
that.
A lot easier to get rid of than gonorrhea. So I guess it's not that.
And
gross.
I don't think you have to shave. I mean, I don't think shaving would help the gonorrhea, would it?
Probably not.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to guess not.
Okay.
Guess so.
Anyway.
I believe
the whole Merkel situation was because that was like, you know, now everybody wants
Everybody wants a Merkel, not
they
lice.
Want, not they it's want a Merkin. Back in the day, they did.
It's a Merkin. M-E-R-K-I-N.
Oh, Merkel. It's a Merkin. No, Merkel's somebody's name.
So that's funny.
Sorry, Angela.
Angela Merkel.
That's hilarious.
And now is when we get
that's
in trouble.
Why I don't drink coffee in the morning.
This is a German. Right.
So I was so a close, Merkin was like is, a you were so close.
It was one letter off.
So you're right.
I literally it's, like it is in a, the alphabet, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, weird. Merkin. So, yeah. So Merkin is a pubic wig. They were originally worn by prostitutes, as you said, after shaving their genitalia.
Sex workers.
And are now used as decorative items. Erotic devices or in films.
So anyway,
yeah. I have a friend who makes Merkins
back
if you
to
want
the winter
one.
Vagina. That is not what a winter vagina is.
She makes Merkin
is.
Purses.
What?
Yeah,
you can. Purses?
Wait, dude, if you could use your
uterus as luggage, wouldn't you?
Time out. I have a question. Does that make my area a purse, or is it a purse that looks like my area?
So
I'm not carrying stuff in there on purpose.
I mean, well, I could. If I were in prison, I might.
So she makes. hold on. They're purses that look. Oh, no, that's so nice.
Okay. Never mind.
I Googled that
so,
one wrong.
So anyway.
Go back to the whatever vagina.
Yeah. So Merkins, not Merkels, Merkins are not part of the whole winter vagina
thing. It's not
thing.
How you decorate it. What she's trying to say is that in the winter, our vagina gets
shrivels
dried
up like a rotten
and
apple.
You need to moisturize different things. And guess what? It's not exposed to the atmosphere most of the time. It's under my clothing.
And it's pretty self-regulating.
Yeah.
It's an amazing machine.
It's probably the best machine in the body. Seriously,
Self cleaning. It keeps a safe body.
The winter
temperature.
Vagina has more to do with my age. We're talking about this. Like I've had a spring vagina, but
no, I haven't had a spring vagina for quite some time.
Not
but,
for a while.
And sometimes I'm really glad I don't have that spring vagina because it would lead me into all kinds of trouble. That spring vagina was just like,
all these articles that are by The Sun UK. I mean, come on, it's a tabloid rag mag. Took me a second. Anyways, so The Sun and then a bunch of those other rag magazines. We're basing all of this, and Gwyneth Paltrow's obviously a genius, because one person who used to be a midwife, and I love midwives, but she is a used-to-be midwife. She's not a doctor like this Gunther.
And she works for somewhere that does, like, vaginal uplifting or something. A plastic.
See, that's horrible. If there has anything to do with blagiatasmy or any kind of plastic surgery that has to do with the vagina parts.
Yeah.
No.
Don't touch
there's a special place in hell for her.
Yeah. Don't touch my spaces.
Right? No. Because, hello, all of us have enough to deal with body image issues. The fact that, like, people go to the vagina and make it look prettier. Whoa. Your vagina is beautiful the way it is. You know? So.
I don't want anybody giving me unnecessary surgery. And I did hear somebody at this one club I go to every once in a while talk about having some plastic surgery done on the outside.
Yep.
Because she said that they looked like two hot dogs hanging down. Mm. And then I was like, but maybe they were happy like that.
Yeah.
It's called vaginoplasty and labiaplasty. So it's.
I'm sorry. Are they fried green tomatoes looking in a mirror at it? Like, I don't.
Well,
that's the least of my concerns.
Well, okay. So if somebody tells you that your vagina's ugly
that's
and you
true.
Feel like you need to get it done, like, so imagine the shame around somebody, giving you a hard time about it. So,
right. Or not giving you a hard time about it.
Hard time.
But God, man, I walk into all these and I set myself up. This is amazing. I'm so good at this. Yeah, it's that weird thing. Does it make you feel better? Or if there's been damage down there due to sexual abuse or if there's, a birth defect.
Right.
Like
I mean,
that.
I get damage situation.
Correct. Yeah. But if you're being shamed about how your body looks, then that breaks my heart. Right. And the fact that, we're touting this, the idea that we augment our body so much just breaks my heart.
Well, I just want to do whatever you want with your body. Do whatever you want with your money. That's fine. My personal thing is I'm just going to grow old. My face is going to become the face that it was meant to be when I'm an 80-year-old woman. Praise whoever I say God. It get there. I want to get there, right, at some point and see what happens. But I'm not having somebody cut on me to change it or to look like I'm 25 again.
Every once in a while, do you do that though? You'll be in the mirror. No. Do you ever do that? Just like every once in a while, be like, well, that would look so weird. Because every once in a while,
I was doing it while we were talking on the telephone. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Because cool. Every once in a while, you see women and you're like, ooh, that, or man. Yeah. And you're like, they've had some face work done. I'm like, wow. And I get fascinated looking for the scars because I'm kind of morbid like that. And I'm like, oh, really well done. You can't see the scars. Yeah. Or is it in the hairline?
Yeah. I've had enough surgeries that I've had to have. I don't really feel like doing any additional. No. But yeah, I mean, if it makes you feel better, cool. I just am back to the whole vagina thing.
There's no such thing as
a winter vagina.
No, absolutely not.
If you're experiencing a winter situation, that doesn't have anything to do with the weather or the time of year.
No, it could have to do
with hormones.
It could have to do with being diabetic or having a heart condition or any of the meds that you're on. Like all of these things that our bodies go through.
Right.
Aging, being probably the biggest thing. Hello, that's why they make lubrication.
I was just going to say, and at Busted, where they sell bras and bra-related accessories.
You got a line of lubrication.
She does. Yes,
well, tell me about the line of lubrication. Uber now you
lube.
Got me peaked.
Hello, I'll tell you about
bras,
Uber-Lube.
Lube, yeah.
Uber-Lube is made in Chicago.
Uber-Lube.
It's an American-made product, an American-made company.
Okay.
It was originally designed for extreme athletes so that it would avoid chafing for like marathon runners. Or anything with your thighs up here, you can throw it on your nipples because, like, if you're running with a shirt on, your nipples can get bloody.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay. moving on.
I'm a little confused, too. Keep going. I'm going to shut up.
It's three types of medical grade silicone and vitamin E. It's fantastic for your cuticles in the wintertime. I put it in my hair for static electricity. It really is Uber Lube. It's used for lots of different things, but it's also great for sex. So
you could put it on all the things.
Put it on all the things. And it doesn't have any perfumes. It doesn't have any dyes in it.
So
there's
I can
no taste.
My hair and my vagina.
Yeah, at the same
moisturize
time.
Everything.
And it's not going to change the pH of your vagina.
Here, I've been using coconut oil for everything.
which could change that. I'm not sure.
Well, coconut oil is great though. But yeah.
So this one is not goopy. It's really really nice. So there you go, Uber Lube. It's available. But the other thing is,
does it come in flavors?
So. No, there's no flavor because it's going to change the pH of your vagina.
This is a purity thing.
Just clear. Yeah.
Very, very, very simple stuff. So there's a thing about the winter vagina that is a real thing. When you are older and your hormones do go through a flux, things can get very dry in there and crack and you can bleed.
Correct. Right.
That is actually
a
thing.
So when you are in the winter of your life, your vagina is also in the winter.
Right. It can be. And so you can talk to your doctor. There's a cream, an estrogen cream that can be used that can go up until you can get everything kind of back in order. That is actually a big help. So I did talk to a gynecologist about that.
Well, yeah, and that absolutely makes sense, right? Yeah. I mean, and that's why, you know, women take progesterone and you take the hormones to get a lot of that moving again.
Right, but if you're 30,
you ain't getting,
you're not getting a winter vagina because it's dry out.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
Especially, like, one of the things the article said was because of air conditioning and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, then wouldn't that be summer vagina? Because that's when I'm always running the air.
One of the articles I read by that woman who I'm not going to name.
You've already named her, so.
Gunter's totally different. You know, Jen Gunter's cool because she's the one saying...
Her.
Yeah, Jen's calling shit on that other woman, which I'm like, bullshit. Yeah, so no, the woman also talked about summer vagina. You know, I'm just like, no, this is all bullshit. So yes, our pH of our vaginas change, just like in our bodies. Yes, like based on your diet, based on the meds that you're taking, based on how about one of the things that said, if you eat this diet, it'll help you. How about you just eat well? Like the American diet, like the amount of crap and like industrialized food that we put on our body, well, no wonder that's having effect on our skin, on our organs, on our vagina.
On our hormone levels.
Yeah.
On our hormone levels. Yeah, boom, that too. So
I think we're over that, and hopefully now anybody that's listening to us knows that a winter vagina is not...
Not real.
Not coming.
It's not real. It's just not real.
All right,
coming.
So...
All
right, so that was that.
So
we got lots of October stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say you have a bunch of stuff you want to talk about. You went to Half an Opera last night.
I did. I went to Half an Opera because it was school night. My kid was sitting there going, this is awesome. I'm like, yeah, it's 9 o'clock. You got any homework?
Half an opera? Shit. That's great. That way you can keep the kids engaged.
He plays cello and he sings, and people keep saying, why don't you come down and audition for this opera? We know that you still have, his voice hasn't changed yet. But he has said no. So they sent us some tickets and said, here, see if he likes going to the show. So I thought that was really nice. It was a tech dress rehearsal. Went up there and watched the opera for one act. He got to see the cellos playing in the orchestra pit. He got to see how beautiful the space was. Mm-hmm. It was really, really nice.
And then he had to go home and do homework.
And then he had to go home and do his science homework. He's like, Mom, I'm so tired. I'm like, dude, it's okay. You can make it. He did. He made it. He got through it. So that was fun. We shared the arts with him because we have taken him to an opera moto show.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And he laughed at that. And I said, you know, all opera is each company is going to be different. It's not all like this one opera that you saw. Cause he looked at me and goes, I've been to an opera. I'm like, no, that's different. No, you've been to one opera.
You've been to an edgy opera.
You need to go to lots of other operas, and then you can kind of make up your mind if this is something that you're interested in continuing with or not. Not just one thing. So he enjoyed that, which is great. But there are a few things happening. Can you guys talk about? And I know you can. Theater Bazaar. Can you talk about Theater Bazaar?
I'm not involved in it anymore.
I've never been there. But you have been involved in it.
Yeah, I started going in like 2005.
When it was
on the grounds on State Fair, and now it's at the Masonic Temple, which is one of the most beautiful buildings.
That is cool.
It's probably the most
beautiful
building in the city, and it's the building is like the main character of the event.
Yeah.
It's 6 floors or 7 floors of choose your own adventure. You know, there's 2 weekends. There's the Friday nights are it's a gala masquerade, which is lovely because it's a smaller event. I think it's maybe 400 or 500 people. I don't know. It costs a lot more, but it's catered and curated. So you're led to an event, and then you're led to an event. Mm-hmm. So the idea, I think that's a wonderful idea, and everybody is like dressed to the nines. It's amazing, and the idea of it being curated, I think, is wonderful because the next night is chaos.
It's a free for all.
4,000 people, and it's completely choose your own adventure. You may know what's going on in a room, but you don't know what time, which I think is so fun. So I've always joked to my friends, like, you have to be in this room at midnight, and they'll be there, and nothing goes on, and they want to kill me. And I'm just like, well, you don't listen to them. I just fucked you. it's kind of fun. And the great thing about the building, too, is like your cell phones don't really work in the building. So you kind of like have to hang out with the people that you're with. And people do costuming that's so elaborate. I mean, this is the best Halloween party on the planet. I'm not just saying in Detroit. I mean, this is amazing. And people spend years and years and years on their costumes. Like they spend years and years and years on developing the props. And I remember the very first year I was working, and I ran in, and because I wanted to see the ball, the gala, and I got on the second mezzanine level, and I looked down, and I just see the most beautifully decorated tables, people in this most opulent dress, and I see people dancing, and I'm not joking, I heard the room go, like that's what this room was made for. Mm-hmm. It was the Crystal Ballroom. So this room was made for this pomp and circumstance and over the top, you know. And they brought it back to this space. And the Masons love what they do. They give them tabula rasa pretty much for like a month and a half to build it. And it's just go.
That is a fantastic building, and that is the perfect event for that building. I went to a Cirque masquerade ball years ago. There and they've had it other places. Nice. I think Founders Junior Council does that, but like that was just magical to do a masquerade ball in that building.
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
and it's also cool to do the Derby Girls. But it's really made cool. for.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Like, I'm really glad that like what's happening in there in the last 5 to 10 years, like all the things that they're opening up to. They realize that the building's going to shut down if they don't have outside vendors and events coming in,
right?
You know, and Jack White helped them out. And that's really important that this building be sustained because of the history that it offers and the space that it can offer lots of new things in the city. And the Masons seem to be open to that.
So, do you know the dates?
Yeah, it's actually this weekend. this Friday, this Saturday, and then next Friday and next Saturday. So let me get a calendar and give you the dates. So this Friday, October 12th, is a gala. Then an open the open event would be on Saturday the 13th. And then October 19th is another gala, and the 20th is the last event. This event sells out. So people are like, oh, wait and get my ticket, blah, blah. Don't wait. And don't go in a shitty costume. God, people who just show up in crappy costumes.
Do you have to be in a costume?
Yeah, absolutely mandatory.
Yes,
you
okay.
have to. Don't show up in nothing either. I mean, with naked, right. that's, if you ask a costume, that's great. But like, I would be the one heckling at the door. I'd
so
be
I
heckling inside. If you're not dressed in a costume, oh, dude, I used to have so much fun playing with people in the meanest, malicious, because you're in character. You're allowed to. yeah, I mean, and think about it. This is it's a macabre and dark thing. You know, you can dress however you want, but you damn well better have an costume.
Like, I think back to like the Mask of the Red Death and like those. You know, the Mask of the Red Death, the story where it's like the ball while everybody's dancing, you know, while everybody's dying outside, the plague. Like, that's sort of what I think of, like the plague masks. And
I have one of those. Like,
it can be whatever you want. Is it like any costume?
Yeah, you don't have to stay in theme of like what the event is.
Okay.
Like, you'll notice at the event, there's no blue anywhere in any prop, any costume, anything. That's just because that's one of the quirks of the designer, you know, John Donovan. But
on our show.
Did he?
The originator.
Oh, yeah,
last season.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yeah. yeah. No, but I watched the video and I forgot about it until right now. So, you're adorable. Yeah, he's a mad genius, you know. And so do not feel like you have to follow that theme, but it makes it super fun if you get into costume and get into character. Because what I'm kind of liking is it's people are starting to do their own little skits there and do their thing. I would love to just grab a corner and do a thing. I actually have an idea in mind. Like, it would be
so
just kind
what
of
is
fun.
The theme this year? Come
I'm not
on.
Paying that much attention. Jesus.
Oh, and they do have a different theme every year.
Yeah, every year it's a different theme. So.
Okay. That was the signal to talk a little bit.
Yeah, well, I looked
talk
it up.
About prior theme. Have you never been? You said.
I've never been. I'm always just a little bit scared or I'm unprepared. I don't want to go and get heckled about not having a very good costume. But I see pictures of everybody and I've dressed a few people from our costumey stuff.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have
waist century things costume. With blousy tops and
2018 tickets are no longer available online. You must buy tickets at stores, which. Retail locations are Leon and Lulu. That's up in Berkeley.
Great. Yeah.
Great Noir Leather in Royal Oak. Armageddon Beach Party.
Oh. Hello.
That's in Detroit. Vault of Midnight. No idea what that is.
Oh, that's
is.
A comic book store.
Thank you. So there's one in Detroit.
It's in Detroit,
Ann Arbor,
yeah.
And there's one in Grand Rapids. Ionic Tattoo, which is in Detroit. Not far from,
not far from here.
Not far
from
here, yeah. Right here,
yep.
yeah.
See, go get a tattoo
and your tickets.
No,
Rat
you.
Queen Vintage, which is in Hamtramck. Oh, she's pretty cool. And then there's some festivals which have already gone by. So, yeah, Hail Zombo, get your ticket. I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, do that thing.
I'm going to find the theme this year.
Speaking of tattoos, I've decided on a couple of new ones. There's one that looks like a little flying airplane, but it's a little paper airplane. Like you fold it.
What's the story behind it?
I just think it's really, really cute. I used to make paper airplanes all the time.
Gerber and the Bees are playing. Oh, my God. I like hot, hot women and cocoa beer. You guys don't know these guys.
No, okay, I don't. I want to know them.
Dude, Goober and the Peas are great. And they're also the lead singer from Goober and the Peas, who was in a band called Blanche. Oh, Blanche was great. Wow. Okay. They've got a pretty good lineup.
Yeah. Still don't know what the theme is, though. But that's
whatever.
All right.
I'm
we'll get there.
So
she's like, I'm working on it. Come on.
So while she's talking about that, there was something.
Tons of burlesque. I mean, all.
I love burlesque.
Burlesque. You can, yeah.
I love burlesque.
Boylesque, too, just so you know.
Is there nudity?
In the burlesque or just generally?
There is a room called the fisting.
He talked about the fisting room.
Yeah, the fisting. Okay, so the fistorium is a thing.
Oh, Lisa's like, what?
It's just
I'm going to need Uber Lube for that.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe it's just the illusion.
Let's have a call.
Is that why you're scared?
Might be a little bit.
I might go in the gala night.
My poor husband would just be like, I don't think we should go in there. Or would he be super curious? And then I'd be like, wait, what?
The things you learn.
No. no, no, no.
So, and do I recall, like, when it was on the fairgrounds, there were, like, people in stilts and twirlers.
Yep.
And
all that. Yeah. It still happens in the building.
Okay.
Yep. Catherine and Bacon and like Magic, it. They all cover on the fire.
So we'll have to look it up. But you can Google Theater Bazaar Detroit 2018.
She's still looking, but there was something.
TheaterBazaar.com.
There was something else. That and you it's
want. Shady R&D. Ladies. I want to talk about Shady Ladies.
Shady Ladies Literary Shady Society. Ladies.
And I met with Amy. We were both in Chicago at the same time and we had dinner together, which was wonderful. It's crazy that life gets so busy at this point when you're a small business entrepreneur that you don't have time to go and even have dinner with your friends until you both go out of town at the same time.
You happen to see each other in the out of town area.
Yeah, she sends me a text. Where are you right now? And I was like, on a train to Chicago. She's like, I'm on the next train. Damn it.
So it's Amy Hamrell who started Shady Ladies Literary Society, and she was on last season.
Yes.
And you said they have three events coming
They do.
Up?
They do because they've started some different.
Shady Ladies Literary Society?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what Amy does is brings in, you know, because publishers don't spend a lot of money on new authors.
Yep.
They raise funds to bring in a caterer and a venue and a first time author.
Yeah. Or just a new author.
Or, a new, maybe it's a second, but it's like a new, not like an established person that's going to get the money to go do a tour. Right. Because basically, if you're writing a book, your book tour is going to be in towns where you know people and you can crash on their couch.
Yep. Yep.
So Shady Ladies brings people, authors into.
So you can have a discussion. And that's not the only thing she does now. Now she does a chemistry thing. Chemistry Club, October Chemistry Club. And it's about blockchain and.
This is great.
Cryptocurrency, which sounds fantastic, right?
Sounds like not chemistry.
So you're going to have an assistant professor from the University of Michigan come and talk about, and it's going to be Gather Detroit, Location and Cocktails, Blockchain and Bitcoin, the topic in hand.
That's
cool.
She likes bourbon. Yep.
She likes bourbon. You can, if you go out and look for Shady Ladies, she is one of the best marketers. Amy's fantastic. She has things on all the social medias. She sends you fantastic, easy to read newsletters with.
I need to get on her newsletter. I don't get it. So, Doxy, the one thing that you would love is it's already passed, but one of the first events that they did was a ghost stories or something. And they did it at the Mount Elliott Cemetery, I think.
Nice.
And she's done things at St. Andrew's Hall. She's
done it
really.
What is now the Aretha Franklin thing on the river?
They renamed something?
The city council voted to. What's the white Shane Park.
Thank you.
Shane Park.
Oh, they renamed that?
I don't know if it's final, but the city council voted to rename it.
Good. So on the
22nd. But so she had an event there that was full.
Good for her. That's great. Yeah. Oh my God, we should hit one of these up. That'd be fun.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Belle Isle Boathouse on October 22nd. And so she's going to have Chef Dorothy Hernandez is going to be there. And so, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. She talks about Sister Pie's new cookbook.
I got to go to Sister
out.
Pie.
What are you
Every
doing
time
after
I'm
this?
Over there, I got to review documents.
Damn.
I can't do anything until
you
this deal
you
closes.
You can just grab food and go.
But I have to drive over there.
It's a
So that's something exciting happening in October.
But Monday I may
October
run over there
stuff.
For lunch. Are they open during lunch, Sister Pie?
I think they are.
Yeah, I'll just
but
stop
I'll have to check
there,
on that Monday.
I'm over on
thing.
That side of town. Oh yeah, that's right.
They the
can
Monday
be closed
thing.
On Mondays. Anyway, yep. I'll check it out. But I need a savory pie.
And this Thursday, tomorrow. Oh my God, that's tomorrow.
I was going to say, you know, you said something to me the other day because I'm meeting someone at the shop and you're like, I think I can be there. And I'm like, you're having an event.
Yep. But I have an event on Thursday.
Just so you know, they close at 4.
Oh, well, that should be fine.
That's good.
Or how about the next time I'm in here, I could stop by and bring in some
savory
nom
pie.
Nom.
Though every time I think of savory pie, I think of.
Wait until after October.
Okay. The Barber of Seville. That's every time I hear
meat pies.
I'm like, think of the Barber of Seville. Anyway. It's in this pie.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, we have the Panache people coming tomorrow to Busted, and they are going to be doing fittings. Are you coming for your fitting tomorrow?
Good.
I'll be there at 1. You can come get fitted.
I got a thing.
I got to be somewhere. Listen, I will.
One of these days, I'm going to do it. I swear. I just got to work up the courage.
I'll do the fitting for you. It'll be magical.
I'm nervous.
Doxy, you know what you do with the hugs and the paint? Lee kind of does the bra fitting version of that.
Yeah. Except that is
a great way to put that.
It will be okay.
So I guess people might wonder what it's like to have a bra fitting. We try to make you as comfortable as possible.
You should, because I'm naked. Probably under
horrible
lights.
We're going to get you naked from the waist.
Tell me the lights are good.
We're going to be – no, they're not. We're going to be talking – I'm going to be standing behind you, all right? We're going to be talking through a mirror. I need to see what's going on in the front, but I don't need to be up in your business with my face, correct?
Can I demonstrate what I think would be the best bra ever?
Is it a hands bra?
Oh, no. There she goes.
This would just be the best bra ever.
Thanks for letting me do that.
So right, I guess I gotta get a fitting now.
Sorry, yeah. I actually have pretty good boobs still. So.
Actually, yeah, that was great.
Thank you. Hi, Patrick. I hope you enjoyed that.
So you're not like, let me check these out.
No, I'm behind you. We're talking through the mirror. I'm teaching you how to touch your breast to put your boobs into the bra properly, because there's actually a method. I call it an anchor and sweep. You hold your bra down, you reach in, you pull your breast away from the wire so that the wire is completely around your breast.
There's
you
not much not to pull away to. From the bra.
Like, you probably have more than you think you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
also the LBC has some very cute bras. So if you fit into
LBC
those,
stands for
Little Bra Company.
Hilarious.
They're really, really
I could
cute.
Be there. Yeah, they're spokesman.
They have adorable bras.
It's like the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. You guys probably have no idea what that is.
Of course we do.
I did not get boobs until I was 35. So
why that's a leap.
I don't
bloomer.
Know what happened.
I was never a member of it. I always had.
I was never
these.
A member of it. I was the president for a long time.
No, it was that was. I found out later in life that was why the girls at the all girls school hated me, because when I walked into it at 11 years old, I was already a 32D, and I stayed there until I had a kid. Now I'm
how
a 34D.
Old were you?
11.
Your brain is not ready for that.
No. There's pictures of me as a little kid, and I'm like, wait, was I a teenager? Nope. My girlfriend there is only in sixth grade, and I am too.
I can't even imagine what kind of creeptastic things were said to you.
Or to my dad. Now, we lived in Romania during the summer times. My dad worked in Romania, and we went to the diplomatic club. There were people from all over the world there, and there was a certain gentleman from another country who came up and said, I would like to marry you. I was 13. 12 or 13, 12. I was about to turn 13. I'd like to marry your daughter. I have this much money to give you
your dowry.
Yeah, where a dowry would come from my dad, right? That's right. You come
giving,
with your dowry.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Right. Yeah, this
was
yeah. And my dad was just like,
he wanted to buy you.
So he might want to buy you. Yeah.
He totally was trying to like.
Yeah. Yep. And my dad didn't tell me until a few years later, and I was just like,
yeah, creepy. I'm glad he didn't tell you at the time.
Yeah, really.
Well,
really
you can't tell somebody at the time. Oh my God, your brain would crack.
Because I was 5'8". Before I was 12 years old.
Whoa! Wow.
Full on.
That's a lot of adult body on a child.
I pretty much stopped after that. But anyway,
So anyway, when you fit someone,
yes,
you're looking in the mirror, you're telling them how to put their breasts in a bra so that it looks right and is comfortable. Because if you don't do that, you get the pinching.
And what are you looking for? You're looking for the gore, which is the piece in the middle where the cups
come together. Where the keyhole goes.
Right, where the keyhole goes. You want that up against your sternum, not pressing in, but sitting flush. You want the wire pointing into the middle of your armpit. Show it on that side.
You want it way back here.
Way back there.
So here, so that is sitting
pointing
here.
Pointing into the middle of your
armpit. It's sitting here on me, Doxy, not up here where people often wear their
bra. You always see it there. Breast issue. Good call.
Supposed to be way back
here. Oh, well, hey.
Makes your bra a lot more comfortable.
Yeah
good
call. And it also brings everything forward. It's just, it's a lot more comfortable. Lifts things up.
We must
green thigh mask. My God, we're old.
I'm 12 right now. Sorry.
So anyway, tomorrow you're having a fit event that Doxy may or may not attend.
With Panache.
After she's felt you up, she kind of is obligated.
You are. But it's you owe me.
So it's with Panache. And doesn't Panache do sports bras?
They do fantastic sports bras. They do great everyday bras. They also have a line that's called Sculptress, which is for the 40 plus bands. I mean, it goes down into the 30s, but they, instead of just going from 30 to 40, which is what their main Panache brand does, then they're going to go from like 34, 36 up into 44, 46.
We're talking about this number here.
Yes, right. Okay. This number here. And then also the cup sizes get, they go up to a K cup at one of the UK, which is an O cup US. Just depends on who you're talking to as to what nomenclature you use, really.
Yeah, right.
And that is one of the reasons why people don't know what size bra they are, because we have different companies who come from different countries that use different nomenclatures, but it's usually a number and a letter.
Right?
Right.
But, that's the cause of the confusion.
So if you look on that tag, it'll tell you, see the tag on the side?
Turn it up. No, just turn what you had in your hand. There you go.
Notice that it has three different, it has like four different,
oh yeah, hey,
in Australia, in France, Australia, in UK, and US.
Japan. Right.
See, the letter and the number is not necessarily the same in each
way. We're very close to UK.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And you usually reference UK sizes, right?
We usually reference UK sizes unless we're dealing with Goddess, which we want to make sure that we only reference that size. But Simone Perel, which is Italian, does not use that same nomenclature. Curvy Couture does not use that nomenclature, which is an American-made company. They don't use American sizes either. I mean, they might argue with me on that. But there are – you going to see a fitter who knows their stock will make bra fitting so much easier. So a lady came in yesterday, and she was like, okay, there's two things that I hate doing. I hate going to the dentist, and I hate going to bra shopping. I'm like, well, I'm not going to give you drugs like the dentist will, so sorry about that. But hopefully it won't be as painful. She's like, ah, I don't know. Your shop, everything is everywhere. I'm like, because we're going to do your shopping for you. It'll be right. Cool. And she came out smiling, and she needed us at that point. But she's, yeah.
Right.
We're there to make it easier for you. And if you don't feel like you're getting what you need, then talk to us. We'll see what.
Tell me about LBC.
Tell me.
Tell me again. Little bitty committee.
Little bra company.
Little bra company. Sorry.
Little bra company isn't just for smaller breasts, even though it only does A through C cups. But it's also for petite frames.
No, I don't fit that, but I definitely fit the other one. So,
It's definitely for petite frames, so shorter from here to here in a lot of instances, and also narrower up in the top.
The shoulder straps will be
shoulder, and the smaller. Band here is different because I mean you can overpower a very petite woman,
right?
I have
so
an
you want
aunt
a smaller band,
tall, right? Yeah. So yeah, I never thought like this will be smaller, this can be smaller,
but
and then this
sternum,
can be smaller.
Everything here is also smaller, yeah. Which makes this part small,
closer. Yeah.
Yeah, so that fitting a woman who fits in the little bra company can be a lot more difficult than fitting someone that would be more into Goddess, Alomia, or Sculptress, because we're used to that more often. But we have people who travel from Canada, who travel from many states away because we carry the little bra company and they need to try it on.
Right.
Yeah.
So what time is that fit event tomorrow? It's in the afternoon.
2 to 5.
2 to 5?
Yep. Okay. If you're not on our mailing list
Thursday,
with Busted Bra Shop,
October 11th.
You definitely should do that. You can send in your email address. You can go onto our website and you can get onto it. And then
so
you
if you go tomorrow, Thursday, October 11th, because we don't know people are watching this, Thursday, October 11th from 2 to 5, and you say, hey, I was watching the podcast.
B325.
You can get fit and you can get a discount.
Yeah. 25% off.
Hey. I like that.
Me too. Also, if you have a silent auction where you're trying to raise money, we have things that we donate.
Hey,
so
that's awesome.
Hit us up for that.
Uber Lube?
Sorry. Depends on. Listen, I took that one time and I was hazed
people
so
had a
badly.
Fit.
Yeah. What?
I would say hazed. Haze isn't the
because
right
you
word.
Took
maybe.
It somewhere.
They were
wait.
Just, yeah, it was.
So people were uncomfortable with you having lubrication.
One person got really upset and she made a stink.
Well,
don't
sorry,
use it.
You're a prude.
Right.
Yeah,
you
don't
know,
use it.
I brought all kinds of exercise equipment with exercise accessories and bras and the Uber Lube because I think there was something coming up.
You indicated that it does for chafing, so it was a sports item then.
You know what?
What's happening?
The Detroit Marathon.
I'm not running.
No, but people
I don't run
are.
Unless a bear is chasing me. But is that this weekend?
No,
gonna
it's
be
the
next
21st.
Weekend.
It's always the 21st,
it's the 21st.
Yeah. Do you do that?
No. Oh, I have, actually.
I went one time and cheered people on. I believe Carly and maybe Ted were there.
I've done
we
a
had coffee
section.
And we cheered people
cheer
on.
Everybody on.
But I'm like,
I did a section
no
of
way.
It. You know, when our Rotary group years and years and years ago did a relay. And Patrick ran over the bridge and met me on the other side, and then I took the little chip and ran.
All right, that's kind of fun.
He ran with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that it's an international race. That's all cool. Yeah. But yeah, I just.
Oh, wait. Okay, this isn't
it goes to Canada and comes back.
Yeah, the marathon goes over. It goes through Canada and comes back.
Yeah, not the one I was thinking. I was thinking about the free press one. Okay.
It is the free press one. You're thinking of the same thing.
Yeah. It goes over the international bridge.
Yeah. Oh, and then it comes back through the tunnel.
Through the tunnel.
So that's happening on the 20th. So come and get your Uber Loop for running.
Smart.
Actually, this is the time that we start selling out of Uber Loop. So we are fully stocked right now. And
come get your lube.
And we also have a ton of sports bras from all different companies. Anita is actually one of the big ones. And she's going to be here on October 20th to do sports bra.
Which is the day before the marathon.
It's the day before the marathon. So come and see me. Wow.
So, yeah. And the sports bras are fantastic. I mean, they're like... Amazing.
There's so many different kinds. You can get wire, you can get non-wire, you can get ones that wick, you can get ones that do, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
They're so, like so smart.
They're like NASA technology.
Do they make wool? I'm always cold. I have to ask that. I should start a line of wool bras.
There you go.
There you go. Lily look on her face like, no, it's not gonna
happen. I can't.
Hey, man, there's a demographic of cold people out there like me. I better. Rosie would buy one.
Shit, I had something else.
I don't know what you were going to say, but we are pretty much at the end. We've talked Winter Vaginas. We've talked Shady Ladies. We've talked
Theater Bizarre.
Theater Bizarre.
We talked Death.
We did talk a little bit about
Death. Death Cafe.
I always talk about Death.
Death is
imminent. There.
I have something to ask you as two of my very good friends.
What?
A favor. If I am ever in so much pain.
Dude, I'm a notary. Write this shit down and I can say that on this. I will sign it. Give it to her because she's like the law learned lady.
Yeah, don't let me sit there in pain.
Write this down.
That's why you have a durable power of attorney for health care.
December
and you appoint
your
people.
I want somebody to slip me a cookie with special things in it and make me feel better.
Okay.
Death doula. So,
yeah, these things are doable.
Okay.
Did you say doulable?
I would love to be a death doula. I think I do believe I have.
I gotta find that podcast I mentioned last week. It was very interesting
because there's been two old people in my life,
yes.
And one of them right now, and they're not managing her pain,
and
it really, really pisses me off.
That's what morphine's for.
But sometimes morphine makes you whacked out and you can't talk. I have to tell you that the few times I've been given morphine, I'm like, I understand why people get addicted to this.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. My husband looked at me one time and said, "You're enjoying this too much. This is a really, really bad situation, and you are smiling." I'm like, I feel good.
So
morphine. I get more. Woo!
I listen to a lot of podcasts. So one I listen to that I have not told you about is called Sawbones.
Mm.
And it's a medical guy.
That scares the shit out of me.
It's medical history. So it's spouses, and one is a comedian, the husband, the wife is a medical doctor. And so they talk about
how we. He brings a comic relief.
Yes. And she talks about how things in the past, like resurrection men who would go dig up bodies for scientific study back in the 1800s before they had a process.
All right. This sounds like a topic. Sawbones?
Yeah. So anyway, they were talking about the Oregon Trail was the last one and like what kinds of diseases you could get on the Oregon Trail. And she had him like be the medical doctor because he was like, yeah, you'd be too like you're too educated. So I would be the old timey medical doctor, right? Like,
I don't really know what the hell I was doing.
I'm just guessing.
I got a saw.
And so he was like, so it was like, oh, what do I give him? And they're like, you give him quinine. Now he's got an addiction.
Right.
Because that's what you would do.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was funny to talk about. The morphine addiction thing made me think of.
And all I'm right, just going to caveat into, like, the news today, Saudi Arabia. The 15 guys
at the embassy?
Yeah. The one guy just happened to be an autopsy specialist.
Yeah.
And the other guy
just showed up the day before.
And just happened to come in with a saw. Just saying.
To chop up
the
journalist.
Yeah.
Journalists, so, be careful out there.
Yeah, it is not a good time for journalists. We need journalists more than anything right now. We need fair, balanced, and unbiased information coming out. And
truth.
The fact that this, you know, 12 of them have been killed in the last, 15 months internationally. So sorry to end that on a really morbid note, but that's why I'm here.
But you have on a great jacket.
My fall leather.
So – we're going to close out, and we also want to tell you that Doxy has an event at the end of this month that's going to be in front of the Masonic Temple. clothing?
Well, it's actually right around the corner from the Masonic Temple at in front of the Mariners Inn, which is right on Cass Avenue. And it is called Free Store. Burners Without Borders Detroit is putting on a free store. And basically what we do is we collect clothing of all different sizes for male and female and children, and we do hygiene packs, and we hang every single item out so people have the opportunity to shop with dignity and choose what fits them and see if they like something, and then they can take as much as they want. And then we also do haircuts, and so it's just a place to just to be compassionate and help people. So if you have items, come down, visit us.
I have another box for you, but I forgot it today.
So if somebody wants to drop off items, they can drop them off
to me.
They
can drop them off right
at Busted.
Oh my God, you're a goddess.
That's true.
We know that.
So if you have clothes that have been sitting in your closet for years.
Right, now's the time. Clean out. You're not going to gain that 10 pounds back to wear them.
Or lose that 10 pounds.
That was so good. Oh, she's so slick.
All right, we got to go. Ellen's going to kick our tush. She's all like, right. No,
October 20th.
October 20th is the event. So if you can get the stuff to Busted.
Busted Detroit. Or find us on
the
20th.
Facebook.
Or
find
come down
Doxy.
On the 20th at 9 o'clock.
When
9
you say
till
us,
2.
Does Burners Without Borders
Detroit
have a Facebook?
Us. Yes, we do. Burners Without Borders Detroit. Find us there. Or come down and actually hang up the clothes with us. Get to know the community and chit chat and help. So, yay. We win. Hey, thanks for plugging that.
You're welcome. Because I've got piles of things around my house for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that much happier note.
Well done.
I think that's it for today.
I think that's it for today. All we talked right. boobs. We talked vagina. We talked death. Yeah, we're good.
Say it. Vagina.
I said it.
I know. Say it again.
Vagina.
Yeah, right.
Vagina. <Vajay-jay. laughs>
All right. Stay bitchy.
All right. Love you guys. Dorks.